This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. We, for the first time ever, are coming to you live from the site of the NFL Combine in Indianapolis here on DFW Sports Station and your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. We got cocktail sauce. We got outdoor walks. We got missing Chargers. We got media fights. We have an injury to the possible number one pick. We got a lot so far here at the Combine.
I'm going full Dan Graziano the entire day. I'm just looking right into the camera here. I'm not going to.
We've never even addressed that.
Yes, we have.
Not on the air, we have it. How odd it was that he just stared directly into the camera. He's like, is this my camera? It's like, yeah. It's like, all right, I'm going to make the deepest eye contact with it for the entire segment.
ESPN NFL Insider at the Super Bowl. Early impressions of Indy. Bobby's a veteran. We're rookies, basically, for this event.
For this event, we are rookies. I like this city. I've always liked this city because you walk everywhere. Everything's so close.
Everything's, you know, in Texas, everything is a 30-35 minute drive at least. Everything here is a 10 or 11 minute walk.
Everything. Yeah, and it's like they've got these walkways that are absolutely of no use to us. Yeah. They've got these indoor walkways that we can't seem to find.
Yeah.
Well, it's just they don't connect to our hotel. And so because of that, there's no need to jump up in them because it won't take us to our hotel.
Not that you guys would want to use them anyway with your outdoor walking decision this morning, but just to recap everything, I think kind of quickly, nice short flight, very simple and sweet, for like 90 minutes, land, no craziness at the airport, no traffic.
Didn't run any other planes?
Didn't run, dude. That's all I did. You used to look out your window to look down at the scenery and the clouds and the city and the ocean. All I did was look for something coming across.
That's it.
Like, while taking off, while landing, and up in the air.
The thing is now, it's like it's not even in the air as much. It's like, well, just on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just on the ground. Like, is someone going to like just ding you?
Bobby's like, open the window. I said, I don't want to know if it's coming. I don't want to see it coming.
Wouldn't you want to know it's coming?
I think so. Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, I'd rather just get hit and go, but Bobby had us open the window to see.
I had to look at it, and I think that also then threw off my, what's the little inner ear thing?
The equilibrium?
Yeah, it threw off my equilibrium because I was ready to, feel, like when we got jostled about, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes on approach, I then at that point started to feel like I'm going to throw up. Like I felt like we were just kind of teetering that whole time heading into the airport. It wasn't a bad landing or anything. It was like a little dizzy.
But you did not throw up on the plane, right?
I did not. The lady who ran from the front of the plane threw up all in her seat.
Okay. How did me and you like not talk about this as I sat next to you? RJ sat in his A section earlier up front in the plane, which good for you. But I'm learning about this in your email last night after I sat next to you the whole way.
I said it walking back to the hotel. I don't think you heard me. I mentioned it walking back to the hotel. I did not want to say it while we were on the plane because she was right behind me. So she was at the front of the plane. That's the other thing you didn't mention about the ease of the plane. Not a full flight, so we were able to just go sit in the back, and we had a whole row to ourselves and a little like spot between us, and so that was great. Well, just behind me, there was nobody sitting there. So I was like leaning back during the flight. I was like, this is great. I love this. And then little bit, like just with 10 minutes left in the flight, right after I told you I felt dizzy from all the jostling, then I just see this woman like rush by me, and there's like a flight attendant with her, and she plops. They're like, here, just sit here. And she's going, and I was like, what the hell is this? And the flight attendant goes, I know, but you know what? Once you've thrown up once, you're probably, you know, that's probably it. And I was like, what? And they're like, just sit right here for the rest of the flight. If you feel sick, just go ahead and get sick. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I was like, no, don't go ahead and get sick right behind me. Don't projectile vomit like this is the Exorcist right behind me.
At least you're not the couple on the flight to Australia who had the same thing happen. The woman in the back of the plane left the bathroom, got sick, collapsed, and then died.
Oh.
And they propped her up in the seat next to them.
Weekend at Bernie's?
4 hours. She was dead. They were sitting next to this dead woman on the plane for the next 4 hours.
Shut up.
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
No, I'll tell you, every time we're at, this combines two things that give me vivid memories. When we're on Radio Row and vomiting, because I still, when we were in Super Bowl a couple years ago, obviously I was getting sick every break. That is the one time I've ever not made it, where when I was walking off of Radio Row that morning in the Super Bowl and I had to get sick, I couldn't hold it. It started before I got to the bathroom.
On. We don't need to hear all this.
I held it in my mouth.
Yeah,
an extra like 40 feet right into the bathroom.
Ew. All right, just shut up.
Such
Stop.
A brutal trip.
So we land about 20 minutes into downtown. No congestion. I can't believe it. Walked in here, got our press passes. Todd Archer greeted us, gave us the tour. David Hellman upstairs. Mina Kimes. Albert Breer, who won't return. We should have pranked Albert Breer. Albert Breer, NFL reporter, will not text RJ back. We were walking on the sidewalk. He was inside, and Chop was like, I should call him right now. And I was going to film him to see your boy Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
Oh, did you see how short he is?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Small.
Which is funny because he gets on. He rags Rappaport.
That's McCarthy's boy.
You should not rag Rappaport, as we're learning. He just dogs Rappaport on the air for being short.
Yeah,
it's
Tom
like,
Pelissero.
You're not tall.
No, you're not tall whatsoever. Not. Mike Florio walking by. So we're seeing people already. And then last night, I was ready to go. I was itching. I got my work done on the plane, Pepe, and I said, I want to go out to the hot spots. I want to start stargazing and looking at people. So we had our big reservation at the famous St. Elmo's Steakhouse with the shrimp cocktail.
It was a cool spot.
Yeah, I was worried it was going to feel really old and dull. And everyone's like, you got to do it, but the other place. You got to do it, but go here.
Yeah.
This is where you should be. This is where everyone ends up. I was really satisfied.
I was impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I was too. They banished us to the basement.
Yeah.
They put us like four levels down. No heat. Yeah. No carpeting. It was like a tile floor.
I'd rather sleep down there in the frigid cold than our warm room. This is the warmest 40-degree city I've ever experienced.
Yeah. They are obsessed with heat. They are obsessed with heat here. Like it's everything is the heat is up to like 74 in every building you walk into.
Yeah.
It's like pummeling you when you enter a doorway.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it's. I felt in the elevator it was like coming down on me here. There's like four other people in the elevator with me. I'm getting like all claustrophobic.
But I do have to say, of everyone, Pepe, Bobby Belt, in my opinion, RJ would come in second. I come in last. Bobby Belt took the shrimp cocktail the best. And people online were stunned that you actually tried seafood. You ate the shrimp cocktail. I didn't see you flinch. Choppy flinched a little bit. I flinched the most. And, you know, it's hard to match a hype of something, the exact description. I thought that actually, like, perfectly matched everything everyone says about it.
It will clean you out. It'll clean your sinus. It'll clear your sinus out a little bit.
But also, like, I love cocktail sauce.
I do too.
Bobby doesn't. I thought it was, like, it was a good taste.
It was. It was. I didn't realize it was literally just ketchup and horseradish, though.
Yeah. That's what
it's like, just a lot of horseradish.
Yes, a lot of it.
Yeah. $20 for four shrimp, Pepe.
So this is big. And Peyton, this is cocktail sauce that's famous for one of the reasons why we had to try it. So here in Indy, people have it all the time. But Jerry specifically, there's stories that Jerry Jones will prank rookies and new players with the cocktail sauce. So they said that he will take it, he'll give it to him, and they said it's a rite of passage for those who come to the NFL for the first time. All of the rookies get a chance to try it, but are not warned about it. They take the first bite, and their face explodes. Now, I knew how hot it was supposed to be, and yeah, if I didn't know it was going to, that would have sucked, because I would have just eaten it and been like, oh, this is like salsa or something, and I would have eaten it, and it would have been awful. It does, like, almost immediately hit your sinuses and stings. But
I think I found, on the third one I had, I think I found the trick. Put it in your mouth, immediately bite it in half, and get it to the side. Both of them to the side. Keep it off your tongue.
The Lorena Bobbitt.
Exactly. Keep it off your tongue.
DJ like that.
The third one, now maybe I was just used to it by then. The third one had like no kick to it. So I don't know if it was just I got a good bite, or that was the trick.
I loved the navy bean soup. That's what blew me away.
I know.
I did not think I was going to be able to eat a bite of that, and I ate the whole thing.
Each steak came with your choice of tomato juice or navy bean soup, and I thought we were, you know, back in Prohibition. I'm like, what is navy bean soup? I'm like, can you guys get with the times?
Had that rugged Grapes of Wrath look.
It was amazing. It was an explosion of pork flavor.
I was like, awesome.
I was like, this is pork.
Exploded.
This is a pork explosion. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
It was fantastic. I texted Sarah. I was like, you've got to make this. She goes, oh, I already know how to make that. Apparently her mom makes it.
Really?
So I'm having navy bean soup. Whatever a navy bean is.
I know.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the same as Yankee bean.
Okay.
But I don't even know what that is.
You deserve credit, because I felt like your steakhouse, being a steakhouse veteran, helped us last night. Because you got the sense that the waiter was trying to shoo us off, turn us out of there pretty quick, and I would have had no clue that's what was happening. I was like, what do you mean? We're good. And you're like, no. He's trying to get us out of here quick.
Yeah.
I think that's years of going to the steakhouses and seeing how they try to turn people out.
That's just restaurants that are busy.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, all right, you want your order? Da-da-da. I hate when the appetizer comes with the meal, basically. I know what I want to order for the entree, but I won't order the entree until a good 10 minutes after, at least, the appetizer, because I want to enjoy the night in sections. You know what I mean? But you know me, I'm a long dinner person.
You're a four-hour dinner guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a four-hour dinner guy.
Yeah. When it's a nice, awesome experience. And then we decided to check out the bar scene. Yo.
Man, they do.
Yo.
The only thing to do here, obviously, is drink, because they have probably the best bar scene of a small city.
It's some of the best sports bars I've ever experienced.
Incredible.
I know, Bobby, you got Twin Peaks.
Peaks is the only one that can compare, honestly.
Like, for real, a lot of times in Dallas, all right, I'm like, all right, what's the, you know, Frankie's, old school, this, that.
Frankie's. Holy cow, that was a while ago.
Seriously, you're trying to find some sports bar options in DFW. You have some here and there. I mean, this blew me away.
It's just the layouts really and the TV, like the TV options and the way everything is structured in a really unique but very like friendly way of getting around, and
great bars.
It looks
awesome.
And
like, you know, they're cheap. That well, not the first one. The first one I went to was y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
Me and Bobby.
No.
Oh, the bar.
The first
$20
bucks for a double Tito's.
Well, how about $20 just for a bourbon, and then
their service sucked.
The
great
service
setup,
sucked.
Great TVs. The whole staff should be fired.
Automatic 4% service fee.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that,
hit us with the service fee. I got that in Nashville.
Alcohol charge. And if you don't put prices on your menu, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're trying to pull one over on people. We just know it's overpriced.
But then the last place where Bobby hit us with the most random shot, trying to make us all puke, that was like stealing, right?
It was $6 for a Don Julio and soda, and it was
like $3 a piece for the shots.
And what was our shot?
$3 for the beer.
Kahlua, Bailey's, Irish Cream. I don't remember what the name was.
Screaming something.
But here we are. Here we are drinking, you know, like wine and tequila and bourbon and Moscow Mules. And what does Bobby pick for the shot? Bobby takes us to the final bar, by the way. He's like, no, I'm done drinking. He's I'm saving it up. I'm saving it up for tonight.
Be clear, I did not take us to the final. J.P. Finley from NBC, our sister station there in Washington, D.C., J.P. Finley had just told us the very first. We were more just, hey, I thought what we were doing was, let's go look at Prime. Let's go look at this. Like, let's get a lay of the land. And when we go out tomorrow night, that's the spots that we're going to hit. Mm-hmm. And it'll help us prioritize. That's what I thought we were doing.
So he gets this coffee liqueur shot at the very end. But we took it down. No puking. No stomach sickness.
And you got to also mention there is that I picked that because I had to pick off of a wall of 600 drinks.
Dude.
They have 600 shots basically written on this wall that you can order.
We got photos of this. I'll post them online.
Not just shots, but Long Island. I didn't know you could have 30 different Long Island iced teas.
Yeah,
my brother would have been in heaven. My brother drinks like you. He just takes the straw and sucks it down, two or three, bam, bam, get messed up as fast as possible. He's the only 40-year-old I know that still drinks Long Island iced teas. Apparently not out here in Indy.
No, not out here. They had a dozen of them.
But yeah, a dozen different ones.
I was measured though last night. I was not pounding drink. You were actually surprised how long it was taking me to get my drinks down.
Yes. You were busy. You were up in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it felt like to be ignored, like like Kristen.
I was interacting.
I was like, here I am, just sitting here, you know. Sitting here looking at the TV by myself. Our NFL Combine coverage is presented by Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield ceramic coating. Never paint your house again. And by Best Buy Windows and Siding, Todd Archer is going to sit down with us. Mike Florio, the agent for Tank Lawrence and Oso Odighizuwa. Bobby has lined up the guest list. Thank you for being a total that stands for turn it on, leave it on. Let's get down to business. Do we have a major injury to the number one pick with this news breaking last night? Media members, big-time media members fighting in a local coffee shop. And what is it like inside a Cowboys Combine meeting? All that inside the star and around the NFL, plus Gene Hackman passing away on top of it. It's all coming up right here on Sean and RJ. Glad you're waking up with us on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
All right, we had breaking news here at the NFL Combine taking place late last night. The potential number one pick, Abdul Carter, has a stress reaction in his right foot, according to Adam Schefter. These were tests that were revealed yesterday, and now Drew Rosenhaus, who is like Bob Sugarman with the number one pick out here in Indianapolis, says there are a couple of different options.
Yeah, he says there are mixed opinions on whether he needs surgery. He said they're going to figure it out in the near future. One, he could have preemptive surgery, have a screw inserted in his right foot, and return to working out and running in about 8 weeks. Two, he could bypass the surgery, conduct his pro day at Penn State on March 28th, and prove to NFL teams that he doesn't need a procedure. There are just other things where they could rest it up, see if it heals any better. But this is... You start talking about stress fractures in the foot, especially with big guys and guys who, you know, you're talking about how much they use that
pushing off.
Yeah, just to push off and get their rush going. This is not great news for him. I don't know if it would be enough to scare somebody away to say not the first pick. Like when everything's so close, do you really want to go with somebody who's already got such a serious injury like that? Because I'm sure there's some teams who look at it and go like, we can manage that, and that's not a big deal, and it'll just take time. We're not going to pass on the next 12 years because of something we think may bug him for the first year.
Before we get to Dr. Choppy, the revealing of this here, is this just hidden until doctors here find it? Did they not feel like they needed to disclose this beforehand? Why now?
So typically what happens is they get here in Indy. You remember years ago, Gil Brandt used to always have like...
Rest in peace.
This super great insight about injuries and different things like that would happen. The reason why was because Gil Brandt used to just take his chair and he used to post up right outside where they would do their imaging tests. And he'd just wait for the player to come out and he'd talk to him. And then he'd find out everything about their health and everything like that. This is when they come here. This is when they get a lot of different stuff that they find out about that they had no clue about. They knew he had been dealing with an injury. I think they found out it's worse than they thought with this imaging. So,
but over the past 2 or 3 weeks or a month, Drew Rosenhaus and Abdul Carter did not go to a doctor and have him diagnosed with a stress fracture.
So that's
the doctors here in Indianapolis.
They may not have wanted to know.
There are so many different times when you're doing combine prep, you may, for instance, be on a training table and you just think, this is kind of bugging me, but it's not rising to a level where you think something's broken. You're just like kind of sore, got a bruise, I think, or so, and they're just working on it and treating it. And when you get here, you find out about it. Because this will be, we won't necessarily find out about all of them. They will get 15 to 20 different players here this week that have injuries that they had no idea about when they first got here.
The great Charles Davis walking in. Tennessee Vols.
Tennessee Vols, baby. Let's go Vols.
He was looking. He was trying to see what that had.
It's now, upside look, down.
Charles, you shouldn't need to zoom in on this bright orange. He said, "Your age." Great Charles Davis walking in. Solomon Wilcox earlier. All right, Choppy. Risk management with this.
That's just a tough one because, like, is it the fifth metatarsal?
I don't know which metatarsal
right?
It is.
That's the Dez injury. That basically ended Dez's career. Did it not? The foot.
Yeah, I mean, athleticism.
He was never
started,
the same.
But yeah, athleticism started slipping, and it could have coincided. It's hard to say, but yeah, that definitely threw him off for the final year and a half.
The back obviously is the one you don't want. The feet scare the hell out of me.
Especially big guys.
Yeah, it just scares the hell out of me. I'd much rather have a knee injury than a foot.
All right, do you think he goes one still?
I don't know that I ever bought that he was going to go one anyway.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the team that is picking at number one, they're presenting themselves that they don't want a quarterback, right? That they like Will Levis, but I still think that they're going to trade out. No one's trading up to one to pick up anybody but a quarterback. Do you agree with that, Bobby? Like, just it just doesn't make sense.
Probably not, but I mean, if you're
motivated to move up, you're motivated by. I need a quarterback.
It's a little different, though. I mean, if you're sitting at three, if none of the top three teams want a quarterback, and Cleveland and the Giants want the same player, and you just hold them hostage and let Giants leap, you might get something like that. Somebody trading up from nine, probably not.
Michigan D-tackle Kenneth Grant had a formal meeting with the Cowboys. He said, as a defensive tackle, I pride myself in stopping the run first. So, again, whenever you get the maize and blue mentioned with
scares you.
Cowboy blue, Tolo's. They get disgusted and sick.
Boy, he is – that dude is fast for a big guy. So he was he's been training in North Texas. I got to see him a couple weeks ago. And wow. He's this 350-pound defensive tackle. And I saw him moving faster than guys 50 pounds lighter. It looked Vita Vea-like, the way that he could run. So – miles per hour to me, run how fast you run in terms of on the track is I don't know the exact correlation between the 40 time, but at 350 pounds that day I was out there, it was like the second day of training, he ran almost 19 miles per hour on his 40 training.
Wow.
Which is, dude, he flies for a big guy. And I was like, I was stunned sitting there, and I talked to him afterwards, and he said, you know, he knows Mozzie from, he was a freshman when Mozzie was at his last year at Michigan, and he's talked to him already about the draft process and what to expect. And that's a guy Dallas does like, not just because of the evidence of the formal interview. That's somebody who is in play for them in all likelihood at 12.
All right, the NFL coming up with some big rule changes and big rule proposals. Number one, we're finally getting rid of the sticks. No more chain gang?
Baby.
Is that official?
No more chain gang. Mike Garofalo yesterday said, among the interesting items from an NFL football op session with media, the Hawkeye virtual measurement for line to gain is slated to replace the chains as the primary measurement system for the regular season. So it says the chain gang will remain on the sidelines, but they're just there as a backup in case technology fails. They are not actually going to be measuring anything.
It's called
like
a redundancy.
So he actually had posted that from the information they got from the league during this meeting was that one of the things they think is that this will save a ton of time in games because the average time to measure with the chains is 75 seconds. And they said with Hawkeye, it's going to be about 30 seconds.
Wow.
And that's just right now in the early phases. As soon as they start going along and advancing the technology, that they'll be able to do it even quicker.
You still have the human element of where the ball's spotted, right? Is that they're still doing that?
Yes, I believe there's nothing that says that they're going to put a chip in the ball. They're just measuring the line to gain.
And you've been raving about baseball technology out here.
Yeah, now whether or not you want to like or dislike the fact that you could challenge balls and strikes or your thoughts on the automated strike zone, the way it's been rolled out and the process in spring training is fantastic. All you do is you tap your head. The hitter could tap his head, the catcher,
courtesy
whatever.
Tap, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you just a quick tap, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it is lightning fast. It's like the tennis replay.
Wow.
You know, where you see the, you know, balls in or out. It's super quick. It does not bog the game down.
It wasn't Scherzer destroying it?
Oh, yeah. Scherzer lit it up, didn't it? Because he challenged it twice, lost both of them. And, of course, after, this is the same thing. Anytime there's been a change, and I understand it, anytime there's been any sort of a change, Max Scherzer has been against it, it feels like, because of how old school he is. But, yeah, he's just like, at some point, like, can we just, like, play the game of baseball the way that the game of baseball was always intended to be played?
Yeah.
Like, do we need to have this whole system? I think, honestly, he challenged it twice pretty fast because he's just...
Yeah, there's some situations where you could challenge a call, but you, like, because the pitch has been in the same spot all game, and then you challenge it, and it winds up hurting you because it doesn't get called, but... I mean, it's quick, and the umpires are mic'd up. There was a clip in a game yesterday where the umpire was mic'd up, and he even cracked a joke on the mic after the play was reviewed.
By the way,
here it is.
Go ahead, play it.
Good breaking ball just misses. Brett Sullivan going to challenge.
Ball call.
Brett has been expert at the ABS system.
Ooh.
call is surprisingly correct. Three.
There you go. That's cracking a little joke. I like that.
I thought that was Josh Lewin doing the play-by-play.
No, there was nothing about Seinfeld.
We are out here in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine presented by Rhino Shield Ceramic Coating and Best Buy Windows and Siding. The other thing the NFL is considering, and I'm all for this, they're considering changing the overtime rules in the regular season to make it match up with the postseason. Regular season, you win the toss, you score a touchdown, game over. Postseason, you get to match. And Troy Vincent, NFLPA, said it's time to rethink the overtime rule. Teams won 57% of games in overtime from 2017 up until last year. That was up from 55% from 2001 to 2011.
Having a 57, I mean, that is too much of an advantage. Like, that is way too much. The league has when jobs are on the line, you can't boil it down to too bad. You should have won it the first 60 minutes, or, you know, because the other team, the margins in the NFL are so small.
Yeah.
You can't boil it down to, oh, too bad, man. Like, that's the breaks.
Yeah.
Now, jobs are on the line, man. Livelihoods, you can't do that. This is the absolute right thing to do. When every other sport gets, you know, other teams get a chance of possession. You know, it's not the golden bucket in the NBA, you know, first point wins. You know, it's not like that in baseball. Mm-hmm. You each get three outs. I think it makes sense.
I mean, nobody's going to go for the idea or the way that I want to handle overtime in the NFL, which is I think you add an extra period. And I know for safety and other reasons, they're not going to do it. But to me, the fairest thing is just you extend it and give it a full chance the way you do in the other sports. MLB does an extra inning or continues to do extra innings. You know, the NBA does extra time. It's shorter, so if you want to say 10 minutes like they do it, when they tighten it up now, fine. But I say you just play the whole quarter out and let them figure it out.
San Francisco 49ers are about to do some wheeling and dealing. John Lynch said we are going to grant Deebo Samuel's trade request, and they are talking with Brian Purdy.
Brian. Congratulations, Mr. Purdy.
Mr. Purdy, our general manager at Odyssey. He's on my mind because Peyton said I won some Brazilian Steakhouse gift card yesterday.
Yes, look at that.
Rich, get richer.
I should have won the X Award, but thank you. That's an inside joke. Tim Collins won it for the company. But anyway, John Lynch says they are talking with Brock Purdy about that contract, and they're going to grant Deebo his trade request.
They have not played ball with trade requests in the past. So the fact that they're like, sure, Deebo, that would terrify me if I were to, like, oh, they're just, they're like,
get rid of you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That either means he's become a pain in their ass or he is just, they believe he's completely slipped. And it's very similar. You were talking about Dez earlier. Like, Dez, it was such a quick fall because his athleticism just started. I wonder if Deebo, just some of the beating that he's taken, they're like, nope, that guy's not going to sustain long term.
They used him as a running back.
But this Purdy negotiation, I'm going to be fascinated by.
He is, the chatter you've heard so far this offseason, he will get a ton of money.
Yeah, he will. Yes, both of those.
Yeah.
You want?
We know he's going to get a ton of money.
Like he might reset the market.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah,
that is the fascinating study to me.
Yeah, because I mean, like you
a guy that would and did not blow anyone away at a place like this.
I think he ends.
Was he even here? I don't even remember. Was he even here?
Yes, I think he ends up matching Dak. I think he ends up getting 60.
Oh my!
You want him to get 60?
Yes.
You want every quarterback to get 60? $60 million quarterbacks don't win. They just don't win.
And there's literally only one right now.
Well, and hence I'm correct.
But there goes that roster for San Fran, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, look at the quarterbacks that are even close to that. I mean, the only one, I mean, Lawrence is close to it. Goff is close to it. You know, you're obviously Dak is there. You know, Hurts is close to it, but he was obviously on the first year of the deal. You can kind of manipulate a little bit.
5 years until a Luka Doncic catastrophe. The smear campaign continues, an all-time legend passes away, and a little baby ticket giveaway. Just getting started at the Combine in Indy. Glad you're waking up with us right here on The Fan. Way too much to get to, and that includes waking up to the humongous headline that Gene Hackman has passed away. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby, along with DJ, live from Indianapolis. We are at the NFL Combine, and right behind us, these are where all the player and coach interviews take place?
Yeah, so there is a, if you'll look on Choppy's camera there, you'll see a big blue curtain. So if you just go behind that blue curtain, you've got all the different TV setups kind of going around. But then back behind that, there is podiums up there, and that's where all the players do their media availability. That's where GMs, coaches will do them. Brian Schottenheimer will be out there later today talking to the media. And so, yeah, they all get brought to those podiums and interact. So that will be, you'll hear a bustling sound, and they're full of media as the day goes on because more people just go in there to grab quotes.
And then today at 2 p.m. Dallas time, the defensive linemen and the linebackers are going to work out. So the D linemen and the linebackers, didn't Nick Harris say the Cowboys have a ton of D linemen lined up?
12. They get 45 formal interviews here at the Combine. And those interviews matter because that's where you get personal time with them to get to talk to them and see them interact. And
it used to be 30?
It used to be 30. It's now 45. But those 45 interviews, 12 of their 45 have already been used up on confirmed defensive linemen.
Wow.
And that's just the ones they've confirmed. There could be more that have been used up on them, but that tells you Matt Eberflus is hunting, and Matt Eberflus doesn't feel like necessarily he has the pieces that he needs to run the defensive line the way he wants.
Gene Hackman, the acting legend, passing away at the age of 95, along with his wife and dog?
Yeah, they all were found in their Santa Fe home. The wife he's 95. The wife was only 63. I don't know about the dog. But they say no foul play is suspected. That's obviously more than odd that both, all three would be found dead at the same time.
Yeah. And you had a theory.
My first thought was like, oh, it's carbon monoxide. Like there's no other reason or like a, you know, group suicide. But my first thought was carbon monoxide. Like there's no other explanation I could think of.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to say there's no foul play. Right. So you're not finding, you know, evidence of a shooting or stabbing.
Right. Yeah. You would know immediately if they were shot or stabbed. You would know that immediately. Or, you know, now there's other obviously things that could happen that you would find in a toxicology report, but that was my first thought. And this is, you know, and he was, like I said, he was 95 years old. He'd only been seen one time in public since like 2003.
What?
Yeah, he just kind of went off. He retired from acting. I'm sorry, since 2006. He retired from acting, and he was like, I'm just going to go write books. And he even said he liked the loneliness of writing.
Hmm.
So he just enjoyed being out of the spotlight. He went to a seafood restaurant a year ago, and now that he was spotted in a photo of him and his cane, you know, helped him walk and his wife, and he kind of felt the map.
He was Hoosiers is obviously like the big sports movie with him, and he was good in that. I mean Hoosiers is a little corny, I feel like, but
sports movies are a little
corny. You were just
corny.
Defending Remember the Titans.
Because Remember the Titans is fantastic. There's a difference. there's a little
bit, I love Remember the Titans, but I'm saying I like corny too.
I like Hoosiers. I just don't think it holds up as well. It, like, you look back and it's like, maybe this is what created the cliches, but this feels very cliche the whole way.
Pepe, play the clip.
I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're gonna be winners. Okay? All right, let's go.
And here we are in Indiana.
In Indiana,
we were talking about Hoosiers last night while we were walking.
You think that they're going to like honor him somehow here today in the city?
That's a good question.
Tolo Chris said, "Gotta watch The Replacements in all its terrible glory as well." Yeah. Are you going to finish up on Hoosiers?
No,
be honest. When I told you this morning, grab that clip. When I said Gene Hackman. No way you knew who that was, right, Peyton?
Not even close. I looked at the picture and video. I haven't not seen Hoosiers either, so you know what?
Oh,
double buzz
haven't
me.
Not
oh
heard
for
of
two.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Hoosiers was, it's a good movie and it's still nostalgic. I just again, maybe they helped invent the cliches, and that's why it comes off so cliches, because it's just been replicated over time. But I will say, Unforgiven, 1992, Clint Eastwood's movie, he is so good in that.
He was a great
as the sheriff.
He was a great kind of villain, even though he wasn't necessarily a villain.
Yeah.
But like Crimson Tide or Runaway Jury.
Like I said, Unforgiven, when he, that scene in the jail cell, he goes, they're talking about the gun, he goes, give it to him. He's like, give it to him. He's like, let him shoot.
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
Oh, he's so good.
He had a ton of movies late in his career where he was just like, he wasn't playing like necessarily lead actors. He was more like supporting. But
Royal Tenenbaums.
Played fantastic roles.
He was so good at Royal Tenenbaums.
He was such a good actor, man. He was such a good actor.
So Gene Hackman passing away at the age of 95, along with his wife and dog.
Ralph's favorite actor. So it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad's favorite actor?
Yeah, he loved him.
All right, the smear campaign continues against Luka Doncic. This from The Athletic and Sam Amick. The Mavericks reportedly had an issue with Luka smoking hookah Doncic and drinking beer. Make no mistake, quote, the people who witnessed Luka's last days in Dallas do not paint a flattering portrait of the 25-year-old's professionalism. They call him lazy. They talk about the weight issues that were such a frequent frustration within their walls. They mention the social habits that we've talked about. Which have been a point of concern for NBA types since he was a 19-year-old star for Real Madrid. Here's the new line, though. They predict his basketball demise, highlighting a health history that, as some see it, will likely lead to catastrophe in the next 5 years or so. That's the new Luka line today from The Athletic. The Mavericks predicting his basketball demise and a catastrophe within the next 5 years.
Man, they're going to continue to do this every single day. They're going to talk to anybody with a microphone or a pen and just continue to put these little shots at Luka.
Dude.
It makes them look so...
classless.
Bad.
Classless.
Yes, it does. Like, Nico looks so bad here. The Mavericks organization...
Dumont.
They look awful. They look awful. And Nico's really backed himself in a corner here because he is saying that he doesn't believe in change. Yet he traded for Kyrie Irving.
Ooh, great point. Now, Nico would come back and say, I wasn't betting on Kyrie changing. I knew this is who Kyrie was. That's what he was saying.
Everyone else was misunderstood.
Everyone else was misunderstood.
But your overall premise is 1,000,000% right. They gambled on Kyrie. Well, they had to gamble, in my opinion. I give Nico less credit for Kyrie than I do Gafford and P.J. Washington. The Mavericks were desperate to get Luka a second star, and Kyrie was available, quote-unquote, on the cheap. But, yeah, the Kyrie change, you're shutting down the possibility of Luka adjustments?
Yeah, it's much more likely a 25-year-old changes than a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie was like 30 when he got sent here. And, you know, when you're 30, you're a little bit more set in your ways than a 24, 25, and... I mean, history shows, like, you know, Joker, you know, he figured it out. Dirk, he figured it out. Like, guys have figured things out as time goes on, and I really don't know what it is, man. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. You have
this isn't stopping.
It's not.
They need to shut up. Stop talking to people.
Yes.
They don't get the, like, they don't get the. You remember, like, when you were a kid, if you were talking back or so, and like your parent would almost like tell you sometimes, like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to make this worse. Just shut up. Like, I'm tired of having to get this upset with you. That's where Mavs fans are at. Just shut up. We know you're idiots at this point. Stop talking. Stop saying anything. But I guess if he's not going to be here in 2 years, it doesn't matter.
This is a little disturbing. It continues in The Athletic. Nico Harrison, as you have surely heard by now, is a man of great conviction. Once his vision is crystallized, no matter how uncomfortable it might be, he sees nothing else but the decisions that must be made to bring it to life. The combo of his close relationship with Anthony Davis at Nike, as well as his strong belief that title contenders need to be special defensively, clearly played a pivotal part here. Nico,
real quick.
Yeah.
That premise, that first line you read where about the conviction.
Yep.
That's something a lot of people do agree. I do agree with it too. Like, it's the whole philosophy, like, any decision that will be made eventually must be made immediately. It's a Kissinger line. It's general managers have used it for years. Like, if you know you're going to do something, just do it now. All right? And I agree with that philosophy in general. It just doesn't take into account the opportunity for change.
Here's the disturbing part. We mentioned this yesterday, and The Athletic wrote about it. Nico is known to have the kind of short-term view of his GM role that might help explain his impatience with Luka's development. He and they have no time to waste if he's only going to do this job for a few more years. So this is a second report now talking about Nico here with a hit it and quit it. And this is a hit and run of epic proportions.
Yeah, and this is not, this isn't just some,
By the way, I blame Patrick Dumont for that.
I blame
Patrick Dumont, not Nico. If Nico sits down, Patrick Dumont has to know that Nico Harrison is here for a few more years. And then you say, well, guess what? I got a business to run for a decade plus, so you're not trading Luka Doncic. Where Nico's sitting down saying, yo, I'm going to be here for 3 years. I want a title within 3 years. This is my best way to get it right now. And this is absent of a long-term view. Sorry.
Unless they're not in it for the long-term either.
Imagine if Mike McCarthy, when he was in the last year of his deal, was like, I need to win right now, so Jerry, I want you to trade Micah Parsons and get me Von Miller, because I think Von Miller can contribute right now in a better way. You'd be like, I don't care that you need it to happen right now.
Yep.
No, I'm not doing that. And that's the thing that's trouble here. And Sam Amick gets into it. He's like, even with all these reasons that Nico and the Mavericks are trying to say are the reasons, he's like, and it gives me comfort to know we're not the only ones. It says everybody in basketball views it the same way that we do. They're also similarly going, I don't care. You figure it out.
Yep.
Like, you figure it out with that guy. It just reeks so much of all the career basketball people are telling the newcomers, you did this wrong.
Yep.
And you prioritized the wrong thing and you screwed up.
Yeah, man, look, if the Adelson family is like, we bought this team to build a casino and a hotel, and we're going to own the casino and hotel anyway, and we'll offload the team, then that explains it.
Why would you buy the team and get rid of it in 5 years?
Well, you make money off the
when's that ever been done? What's been the shortest stint of ownership in sports history?
Greenberg?
When is someone...
Yeah, right?
Greenberg was a year...
A year?
He was a minority, but I mean, he was the controlling voice, and he got pushed out after a year.
Mavs and Lakers, you look at the upcoming schedule, they're back in action tonight. Mavs host the Hornets, and the Lakers will host the Timberwolves. But the Luka smear campaign continues. If you listen to the Dallas Cowboy players, they made a big mistake getting a new head coach, and do they actually believe that Jerry Jones is the guy to get it done? The Cowboys players have spoken. We'll get to what they had to say. Mike Florio sits down with us at 7:30 and a little baby ticket giveaway next from the Combine in Indy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.